USA Radio News.
President Trump is getting ready to address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. The president will speak at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul was asked about our border crisis on CNBC.
I don't like walls. I'm a libertarian. I don't want to wall people in. I don't want to wall people out. But I don't want free, open borders either. I think you have to remove the incentives for people to come. And they come because there's a welfare system here, easy access to citizenship. It's politicized. One group wants them because they think they can get the votes. But people should be able to come and visit and work.
The American Cancer Society says the number of people dying from cancer in America each year has fallen over the past 25 years. Cancer remains the second most common death behind heart disease and ahead of accidents. Today, five governors were sworn into office, including Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The latest Small Business Optimism Index is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at it.
Small business owners' confidence in the U.S. economy falling for the fourth consecutive month. Their outlook on the business conditions in America falling to their lowest level since late 2016. That's according to the National Federation of Independent Business, which maintains the index. The conservative-leaning small business lobby says its index fell to 104.4 in December from November's 104.8 reading. Economists had expected a December reading of 103. The index had set a high of 108.8 in August. That broke a July 1983 record. The survey's a monthly snapshot of small businesses in the U.S., which account for about half of all private sector jobs.
The online streaming service Hulu is saying they now have over 25 million subscribers and gained 8 million in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Over half of Americans are living beyond their means, and 78% are living paycheck to paycheck. Meanwhile, 90% purchase things they can't afford. When will this stop, though, and what can we do to put an end to this endless cycle that many folks are going down? I had a chance to sit down and chat with Courtney Carver. She's author of a book titled Soulful Simplicity, How Living with Less Can Lead to So Much More. And I talked to her about this and how it seems like what she's teaching in her book and talking about in her book is going against what we see in culture and how we need to go against culture as well.
I think that our culture has been telling us that for a long time. The more you have, the more successful you are, the more you accomplish, the more successful and happier you'll be. And what I'm seeing and have noticed in my own life and others is just total burnout and overwhelm from all the more. So in my experience, living with less clutter, debt, obligation, stuff on our to-do lists and calendars does lead to more health, more happiness, more peace, better relationships, but it's a process.
Carver also believes as part of that process is to pretend once a week, in her words, that the internet is broken and you spend your time away from that and spend time building relationships with your family or friends as opposed to looking at your smartphone or looking at a screen or a TV for that matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.